Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOD prices were May corn up a quarter cent, 433 and three quarters, May wheat up 9 1/4 cents at 559 and a half, and May beans down 4 1/4 cents at 1146 and a quarter. The wheat on the evening session closed over the 50-day moving average. We'll see if we can maintain that strength here this morning. Wheat was strong off the dry weather in southern Russia continuing out here, and possibly some light frost damage here and there. Doesn't look like the frost was as bad as most people were predicting out here. Temps certainly got down to freezing and below freezing in a couple areas, but it didn't look like it lasted all that long. The 6 to 10 day weather forecast in the U.S. looks warmer, but a little bit wetter. But I still think the American farmers done a pretty good job of planting in this past week. We should be at or above the average for this time of the year, is my guess. We'll see what crop progress says tonight, though. The 11 to 15 day is also a little bit warmer and wetter, so it's nothing farmers haven't dealt with in the past. The wheat may be also a little bit stronger on the news that the Congress or the House passed the Ukraine bill. That gives Ukrainians much more ammo to get back in the fight here, and that may cause some more tensions between Zelensky and Putin out here. So we'll see what happens there, but certainly Ukraine will be on a better footing here, and we'll see how Russia responds to that. Overall, the outside markets, we've got the silver down $1.46 an ounce. Gold down 60 bucks an ounce. The Dow Jones looks to open up 200 higher here. Crude oil is down 84 a barrel, but the bean oil was up 33 ticks overnight. So a little bit of a mixed action here. The cattle on feed, the marketings were a little bit bearish, but the placements were a little bit bullish, so we'll see how that shakes out. But overall in this grain market, I think we're at where we've been at. We've got a wait till next week to see first notice day and to see what farmers are going to do with these May basis contracts. Hopefully they decide to sell a lot of grain, get it out of their hands, and that hopefully I think will start a rally out here. But we'll have to see exactly what they do. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.